Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scotty Madison. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting 9th. The left fielder, Gary Thurman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librandt. And now, play ball. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gagne scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seitzer. The throw from Laudner and he is out. Lombardozzi applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librandt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Brunansky is chasing the ball. Tartabull rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Madison settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Madison. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. White reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. Tartabull moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull tags and scores. White tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 0 for 1 in the game. Madison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Scotty Madison now playing first base. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden bunts towards the mound. Librand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Thurman moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Thurman scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Lombardozzi reaches second base with a double. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a line drive into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Beane now playing right field. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 0-for-2 in the game. Madison strikes out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thurman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Mark Davidson now playing center field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thurman. Bean reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bean moves to third. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Dan Gladden. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.